are your prayers. I'd like to start with a verse in Luke, 12th chapter. 12 and 33 says, "Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupt. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." I think it's one of the saddest things in the human testimony for people that have potential and have maybe even accomplished and got a certain position or certain things, then to end up with nothing. I think in some of the people in history that I've heard about, that maybe some of the great sports figures that made a lot of money, and then the process of squandering it, they end up, after all their fame and abilities and everything that they have, they end up with nothing. End up with nothing. Or some of the so-called great entertainers and those kind of people. I think of Elvis Presley quite a bit. He was kind of in my era. I didn't really like him that much even when I was in the world. But he was a figure. I mean, he was a man that had obtained a lot and become one of the most popular men of his time. And no doubt he had a lot and ended up with a lot, and probably his brand and name is probably still worth. It's hard to tell what that would be worth. He's probably still making money. But he died such a pitiful person. And when I looked at that and thought about it, I thought, what a shame. Even if you take out all the other things, just from a secular point or worldly point, I think, what a shame for a man's life to come down to something like that. And then, of course, I think of the scriptures, and I think of King Saul and of Jonathan, and oh, how the mighty have fallen, and the pity of what they were, of what God had given them. God had given Saul a kingdom, and made a king of him, and had expectation for him, and so much thing. And at the end of it, he ended up a disgrace. The whole name of Saul's family was a disgrace. He was a disgrace. He had nothing left of the Lord. He had, at the end of it, he had nothing. After all that he could have had and what he could have done and all the things, but he ended up with nothing. I shudder today to think of ending up with nothing. After, I know of my life, I don't pretend to be anything, but I'll say this, I don't want to end up with nothing at the end of this. I don't have ambitions of greatness in this world, of grandeur. I don't have any ambition of castles or mansions, or I don't have ambitions of money. And I have not ambitions of that, but I don't want to end up with nothing. I want to have, at the end of this race, I want to have something. Well, Jesus says here, it's interesting wording. He says, sell that you have and give alms, provide yourselves bags which wax not old. This bag is talking about a purse, someplace to put money. But it's an analogy. It's some place to put something that is deemed valuable. You wouldn't want to put your money into a tissue bag. You wouldn't want to put it into a crepe paper bag. You wouldn't want to put gold in that. But you put it in a leather pouch. That's strong and enduring. And you would want to put your valuables into that. But the reference here, he says to do these things so that you can provide for yourself bags which wax not old. By implication, he's talking about there must be bags that wax old. It's by implication. It has to be. It's the way he states this. You've got to provide yourself with bags that wax not old, because your bags will wax old. And I think about that, and I think about especially our young people, but I think about all of us. I think about my life, and I think about the things that's valuable. I mean, not maybe really valuable, but the things that I've deemed valuable in my youth, in my life. And we put them into bags. You know what that bag's for? What the bag is for is to keep my valuable. I have something valuable, so I'm going to put it in a bag, and I expect it to be that way forever. So I put certain things in my bag. I put it into the bags. But you know one thing that I found to be absolutely true? They wax old. They wax old. And the things that I put so much value on and thought would be valuable, and I thought the bag would keep it valuable. I put my heart into this. I put my heart into this, and right now I deem it valuable. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't valuable. I wouldn't have done the things I've done in life. I wouldn't have obtained the things unless I thought they were valuable. So I got the things that I packed through life that was important to me in life. The things that I wanted to do, the things that I wanted around in my life. And so I put them in my life, and I found out that the bag didn't keep them secure. They made me such promises, folks. But then when I went to get them again, they're gone. The value's gone. They're not really, they promise so much, but they give so little. There's a lot of things. I was talking to a young lady. Well, it was today, downtown. Well, I'd ask her, hey, well, how was your Christmas? And she said, I had a good Christmas. But I'm really looking forward to the party tonight, she says. And I'm thinking, you know, this is probably party night, right? This probably of all of the times of the year, tonight is probably really party night. Well, just to insert something, you're a lot better here off here tonight. You're a lot better off. And I suppose there'll be parties that will be somewhat wholesome, I assume. There are enough people that would have something like that. But the majority of the parties probably won't be. And I got by the impression of this young girl that the party she was going to wasn't going to be that way either. But I'm going to tell you, I've been there where that young girl was at. And I'm going to tell you something that's very valuable. I can tell that she was chomping at the bit. She was waiting for the time to start it and get it kicked off. But I'm going to tell you something about it, because I was a young person, done the same kind of things and done that, and I had valuable. That's valuable enough to put in the bag, and that will always be able to, that's going to always thrill me. That will always thrill me. That will always bring a certain amount of satisfaction to me, and I'm going to hold on to it, and I'll put it in that bag. But I'm going to tell you what happens. The bag wax old. And I don't know how you look at that, but I'm going to tell you how it is with me. The idea of old speaks of time. It's a measurement of time. It's old. The term wax is how it got there. It didn't happen overnight. It didn't for me in my life. Young man falls in love with young girl. Young girl falls in love with young man. It is a very emotional, and it is a highly valuable. Highly valuable. So we put it in the bag. Do you think that the bag's going to stay youthful? I want to tell you something. Over and over and over in this world, the bag waxes old. I put it in there because it's so worth so much to me. I want it to stay at that value. And this promises that if I put it in this bag, it'll stay there, and this will always be valuable. She will always love me. And I will always love her to the degree I need some place to put this that's so valuable. And I'm going to put it in this bag, and the bag will wax old on you. Young people start smoking many times. And many times there's advice against it. Oh, young person, don't do that. But it's valuable right now in my life. It's valuable. I can take it and I can be cool. I get a thrill from it. It's a sensation. Well, surely it has. I never smoked, so I don't. But surely there's some sensation and some value for people to spend all the money they do on it. There must be something valuable. And you put that into a bag, so to speak, and that it will always hold that value. No, it's not going to always hold that value. The bag's going to wax old on you. And we do that with all the things around us. We'll say, I think I'm going to get highly involved in the sports world, and it thrills me. I get a kick out of it. All these kind of things. As I go through life, I pick up these things, I put it in the bag, and I assume that things are going to change or never change in the value of it. You know, if I make enough money, you know, to me, as a young man, I look back and think of what I could have done as a young man if I'd only had. You know what slowed me down so much? I didn't have any. It's hard to do all the things you plan to do without money. And all the things I think, well, if I do this, I'd do that if I had money. Would I like to go? Well, if I had money and all these. Well, money's a real valuable. And so we work and people labor and people get money and you put it in a bag. Not because of the natural value, but the value of what it claims it can do. It can do it. It'll give you, well, I'll say this. You have to have it. You're going to go somewhere, you have to put gas in the car. So money's it's a way to do it. And it's valuable to be able to go where I want to. It's valuable to buy what I want to. It's valuable for all this. Money has made me happy in my life because it does the things that I need for it to do. When I'm sad, I can buy something to thrill me. I can do all these things. Do you know that waxes old? Because there gets to be a time in my life, I'm getting there. Do you know that for the most part, I can't buy anything that I really need? Because there's no price tag on it. There's nowhere to buy what I really need. Oh, it'd be really nice if I could buy. Well, my knees are really going. I go to the Walmart and get a new set. That would be valuable, but the problem is it's not working that way. And now maybe I have more money in my pocket than I used to, but it isn't any more valuable because it's getting more and more needs that I don't have. And that's what he's referring to. We go through life, and young people, I'm going to tell you something. You go through life getting the valuable things that you think's valuable and holding on to them. And Jesus is warning here that those bags are going to wax old on you. No matter what you, and you will maybe really cling to those things throughout your life. You'll get hobbies. And listen, I have them too. There's certain things on it. But I have to acknowledge that they're not valuable. I have to acknowledge that they're only worth so much because they don't mean anything anymore. I used to love, it was one of my hobbies. Me and a friend, we'd done a lot of running. I used to love to run. And in my heart, I would have still run if I could. But my heart's the only thing that's running. The rest of me won't. And it's taken away from me. Something that was valuable that I put in the bag of and it won't work anymore. But Jesus told us something here. So forget that bag. Sure, we're going to live life, and I hope you enjoy life, and the things that's wholesome and right, do them. It's okay. But you can't put your heart on those things. So Jesus says this. Provide yourself with bags that wax not old. There is something that you ought to always be mindful of as you live life. And to take note as you go through life. That I have a bag that needs to be filled up with the things that will never wax old. This is a bag. You can have a place. Oh, I think of God's grace. Thank God for God's grace. One writer said of God's grace, it isn't just an event, but that grace is woven into the fabric of our soul. It goes with us forever, the things of grace. We're to get grace in our life. It is to be woven in our souls. And that's valuable. And it can't be taken away. I think about having faith in God. We ought to cherish faith in God. We ought to get it and hold on to it. Because I'm going to tell you, the faith that we get and the love that we get from God, that bag will not wax old. It's not going to wear out. A few years ago, I had a, well, I still have. It's a nice 30-06. It's my deer rifle. It is a nice gun. It had this big, nice, fancy scope on it. And it was lined right in. And it shot so sweet. And I liked that. I had it on my back on a sling, a big leather sling. I had it on my back, and I jumped up over this log, and that big leather strap broke and slung my rifle back on that log and just smashed that nice big scope I had on there. A big leather strap. I looked at that and said, that can't happen. That leather strap ought to have been more than enough to hold that. Well, all the arguing with the facts that I could do, my scope was still busted. But I want to tell you what happened. It waxed old. Even something so strong as a big, thick leather strap, over the years of me having it, of the weather that it endured and all that it endured, it began to wax old, and all life will wax old tonight. All of it waxes old. Everything that you think's important or that you got your heart set on or that is going to satisfy you later in life is going to wax old on you. And if you had money that you couldn't even count, if you had all of that, you're going to face things in your life that money will do you no good at all, and it'll wax old on you. And you'll look at that money and say, it is worthless. How did I put something in my bag that I thought was so valuable that becomes so worthless? I'm down now, and I'm facing eternity. The body's shot. My world's crumbling around me. My family's gone. They don't like all those things. And money won't buy any of it back for you. And I trusted so much to get it and work so hard to do it and all those things. And it won't work for me anymore. But aren't you glad that Jesus said this? He said, provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not. So my burden tonight is that we have life. We have time. And we've got time to start putting things in there that are eternal. And again, I want to speak to the young people because you have so much potential. And you have possibly so much life. And time as you go through life, I'm not one of them, but I notice that it's a real gadget age. Gadgets. Everybody's got a gadget. I'd say most people in here, if you're very old at all, you got a gadget. You got a phone, you got a gadget, something to do something with, all the gadget stuff. And there's nothing wrong with the gadget. But while you're doing the gadget, I'm going to at least say this. While you're gadgeting, make sure that you're putting something in the bag somewhere along the line. That you're doing something that's going to last. This life will soon be past. And only what's done for Christ will last. And so instead of only flooding myself with the things that don't last, why don't you try making it a daily practice of putting things in there that's going to last, that will be eternal, the things that really provide something for the soul, something that's valuable, woven into the tapestry of your soul, woven in that becomes who you are. We ought to become the grace of God. We ought to become the love of God. We ought to have it radiate out of our life. Over in Haggai, I believe it is in the first chapter, there's an expression in there where you remember they went and they built their own houses. And they left the house of the Lord unbuilt. And so then the Lord comes to them and says, you've built your own, but you left mine undone. You plant, but you don't get anything. You have this, but it don't satisfy you. You earn money, but you put it into bags with holes in it. And all you're earning and all you're earning and all you're earning slips away from you. It's like putting it in a bag that has a hole in it. And as I looked back at my life, I look at so many things that I thought was valuable. That I'll say now at my age, it's not valuable. I hung on to things that don't that just don't satisfy my life much. And the things that satisfy is the things of the Lord. I can still say of those times that I heard where the Lord in His mercy helped me and maybe I was able to touch somebody else's life, they're still so valuable to me. The times that I was able to contact the Lord in prayer, the times that the Lord touched my life or touched my family through prayer, they're still valuable to me. There's something that gives me something when I'm discouraged. When I look at the think of if I had so much money, I'd be encouraged. I look at it almost disdainful. I know it can't buy that from me. Remember one time being in a place like that, and I looked and I seen the sign said, Powerball, $10 million. You know that Powerball now gets up to, I think it was like a half a billion. It was $1 billion or something crazy. You imagine having $1 billion? I mean, that's beyond rich. You buy islands and stuff with that kind of money. I mean, you have your own jet flying around with that kind of money. It still won't buy you release to your soul. It still won't buy you happiness when you're down. There was the older ones will remember, there was a man named Howard Hughes a few years ago. That was back in the 70s when I was the richest man on the planet, I think, at the time. Howard Hughes. And all of these money and stuff, he started getting weird in his mind. And he started getting afraid of death. Because he started getting older and he realized he was going to die. And he got so tormented with it that he would hide away like a hermit. With all of his vast wealth, he hid away like a hermit for years and had an obsession to wash the bacteria off his hands and spray and keep the bacteria away because it was going to get him and all that stuff. And guess what happened? They got him. But that wasn't what he really needed. What he had done, he spent all of his life putting the valuable things that he thought into a bag that waxed old on him. No doubt at one time in his life, just like you young people, the things that you enjoy, no doubt he got a lot of thrill and a lot of good, a value, you call it, out of the things that he done. But it waxes old. And it becomes useless. Right? Useless. So the Lord, knowing all those kind of things, knows we live life, know we work jobs, know we like fun things, know we like to see God's world, know we like to dive off cliffs into water, know we like to do all those things, says about those things, while you're pursuing that, don't forget to pursue the bags that wax not old. Get something that'll be valuable all the way through. That you can come down at the end of the life instead of fighting God at the end of it, that you can say, Lord, I fought a good fight. I got it in my life. And I'm ready to be offered. I'm ready. Lord, I'm ready. Because I've got so much more over there. It's like Brother Dan preached to us this morning about having some skin in the game. Folks, we need some skin in the game. Really, it doesn't work very well if we don't. I was telling somebody, it reminded me up home, I went to the Napa one Saturday morning. They closed at noon. I got there just a few minutes before noon. Me and a couple other fellows, we walk up to the door thinking that we had beat the clock. Got a couple minutes, went up to the door. The door was locked to the Napa. And so we start banging on the door. Nah, the guy inside was gone. So we're standing, and the other guys with me, they're kind of frustrated, and I wasn't happy. I mean, I was there for a reason. And I said, you know, you can't get the stuff. And we're there talking, and I turn to the guys and say, that ain't the boss. That ain't the owner. I'll guarantee you that's not the owner in there. Because the owner would open up the door. There's no way that the owner would say, go to AutoZone. No way. He would say, I got time for you. This is my business. This is my business. I told him at the door, he's a hireling. I know he's a hireling. Well, I had to leave, couldn't get the stuff. I guarantee you the owner would have let open the door. Folks, we got to have some skin into it. We've got to have some things in the bag. We got to put ourselves into it. The other expression is don't have a dog in the fight. Well, if you don't have a dog in the fight, you don't care who wins. Well, you got a dog and it's my dog's got to win. And I come out the loser if it don't. So we got to do what we got to do. We got to pray the prayers. We got to pray if you got something in this. I got too much in this to see the kingdom go down. I got too much in this to see a failure in it. I got my life into it. It's going to have to work. I put too much into the bag already of valuables. When you put have the valuables, don't go through your life. I thank God that He give us a beautiful world to live in. I like the cold streams up home. I like the snow on the mountains. I like to go out and do the things and like that. But in all of that, you can't forget that there's a side of it that's going to be eternal. It's an eternal side. And while we enjoy all of God's good, clean things, we need to make sure on a regular basis that we're putting valuables into a bag that don't wax old. And if we're putting treasures in heaven with the things that we do. We look at what we got, and if we're not careful, we'll get all of our money, all of our time, everything we do, to concerning my own effort, my own things. That's exactly what Jesus said, don't do. Because that's going to wax old. That is not going to bring you in your heart what you really need. So He says, go and sell it, and go do what you have to do. And make sure that you take care of those that are around you, because it's what your place is. And you'll get something that'll take you to eternity and beyond. And what's woven in the fabric of your soul will be eternal. That's what you have here. That's what you'll always have. There's another scripture in Luke I want to look at. Oh, see, it's in the 12th chapter of Luke. 16th verse, He says, and He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, so there is much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Well, I guess those are all natural ways of doing it. He put them all in a bag, didn't he? He had plenty. He had a lot of things there. He was rich already, and they brought forth plenty for him. In his mind, he didn't do any of these. He's supposing to do it. But he says in his heart, I'm going to put this in the bag. This is valuable. Put it in a bag, and it's going to do it for me. This is my life here. This is what's going to do it for me. I can count on this. And it was like a bag with a hole in it. That didn't stay valuable. No doubt this man had a bag for all of his life. I like to think this is a man up in years that's accomplished some things. He's become a rich man, probably maybe because he was diligent and he was a good farmer and he worked at it hard and all those things. Nothing wrong with all that. What's wrong with it is when you don't put the things in the right bag. It's when you put things in a bag that has holes in it, and after a while, all this carnality and all these kind of things, and it comes crashing down, and now my life, and it's all over in a blink of an eye and all that, and what do I have to go out into eternity with? A bag? Still got the bag. And when you get there, the Lord's going to say, well, I'm going to open your bag and look and see what's in it, and you're going to open it up, and He's going to look in there, and He's going to see all the way through it down to the bottom, because it was no bottom in the bag, and everything come out of it that was supposed to be valuable, and you're stuck with an empty bag. This man had an opportunity. What a great opportunity. Folks, can you understand what this is? God gave him the potential above everyone around him to have a rich bag that waxed not old. And it could have been full of so many wonderful things that he had done for people because he cared and loved for them. And God had given him the means to do it with. And he never done a thing with it. Yeah, sure, I go fishing. I like to fish. I rarely waste an opportunity to talk to another fisherman along the bank. Well, hey, you can layer your time. I can fish, and I can give somebody a cheerful word on the riverbank too. There's things that's worth more in life. And young people, I want to stress it again. Start with the eternal side. Put the things in your life as you go through life. Don't forget your devotion. Don't forget that service is important. Don't forget that you have a bag. You have a life. God's going to expect something out of it. Well, this man was blessed with so much that he could have done so much with. And he never had any mind other looking at the things that was going to so-called benefit him. Well, here's the end of it. But God said unto him, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?" You can't take anything on the next world with you of this life except for the things that you put in the bags that wax not old. And you'll take them from this life right on with the other one. That bag's in here. That bag's in your heart of what you do. The love and benevolence that you have towards the people around you. And the cause of God that burns in your heart and what you do. God don't take that lightly. He won't forget your labors of love. There's nothing you can do in His name for His cause that He don't remember and appreciates it. Lord, help us. Oh, so much wasted time. Me? Oh, Lord, help me. I've wasted so much time to where I could have been putting so much more. Another scripture in Luke is in the 16th chapter of Luke. There was, this is the 19th verse, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day." Well, now that's a good life. And no doubt to a man of his time and position, that purple was valuable. Put that in the bag. Fine linen would have been a rarity. This man, no doubt, was not a rich man that wanted to just be seen common. But this was a rich man that flaunted it. Obviously he did. If he wore purple and fine linen, he flaunted it. He was a rich man. And he puts it in his heart of the valuable things. Oh, this is valuable to have this kind of life. It's valuable to live sumptuously. Sumptuously to me means, I don't know if that's what, but when you live sumptuously, it sounds to me like there was food involved. I think food, I think sumptuously. It must have been food involved. And then there's food, more food. There's the main courses, there's the appetizers, there's hors d'oeuvres, and then of course there's the desserts. There's the cakes and chocolates and brahms, and there's all these things in there, and it's worth putting in the bag because it's so valuable. Hey, the Lord's looking down. He knows what we think's valuable. He knows what we act like we think is valuable. There'll come a time for most of us that our system won't even take that stuff. Oh, it's so valuable. Give me something to eat. Oh, I can't stand to eat anymore. It's wore out. Oh, it seems valuable now, folks. Well, it does. We all do it. But it's so much more valuable to put things in the bag that wax not old. Because all the enjoyment of things will go out of it after a while. Oh, we say drugs. People get on drugs. Well, it's common. Intelligent people, we sit around and say, why would anyone start a drug habit? You want me to tell you why? There's a relief in it. Of any problems you have, you get over it for a little bit. There's a high that is, woo, that's something fun. I mean, it's exciting, it's fun and all that. And never pay attention to the waxing. Never pay attention to the waxing. Never pay attention that there's going to come a time that it's going to destroy. It's going to destroy. Oh, it's so valuable. And some people, that is the only thing that's valuable in their whole life. But it'll wax old on them. And it'll destroy him down. Lord, help us tonight. So there was a man that fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. I'm going to tell you, there is no pass into heaven just because you're poor, and there's no salvation in a dog's lick. But there's indications here that there must have been a lot more in Lazarus than that. He didn't have all of those things to put in any other bag. So he counted on the bag that waxed not old. He had to have. He ended up in Abraham's bosom. But the rich man had ample opportunity to prove what God had given him in life. He had a beggar. He had a poor man laying at his gate that needed fed and needed took care of. And all of those things were available right there before him. And there was no indication that he ever took care of that matter. And he had a lot of things, no doubt, that was important to him in life, as we all do. But his end wasn't so good. He ends up dying with nothing. Folks, can you get that? He had nothing. Lived life all of those years. I'm 54 now. All those years. To go out of here with all of the messages that I've heard, all the testimonies, all the songs that resonates to us in our soul, all of those things that... To leave here with nothing, nothing valuable. That is awful. This man had such ample opportunity. Did God, you think the Lord loved this rich man? Of course he did. What did he do to try to help him? He gave him a poor man. You know, he gave him a poor man. You can't tell me that there was a saint. He was a saint. He went to Abraham's bosom. He's laying out there at the gate. You can't tell me the avenue of his salvation wasn't at the gate. It was at the gate. And he died with nothing. Folks, I want to say that don't die with nothing. The valuable for the young people of what I'm saying is because it's a pattern. Start putting things in the bag now. Make a pattern of putting things in a bag that wax not old. Make that of the eternal things. Do you know, young people, do you know how bad, do you know how much you can affect your life, the rest of your life, by what you do right now? You probably don't even think about it, but I'm going to tell you this. You can affect your marriage by your decisions today. You might be way young of that. You may not even have a possibility. But you can do things in your actions that will ruin your marriages now. And it's a program. It waxes, that's why. It waxes. Waxes means grow slowly. It grows slowly. You can get habits and things in your life that you're not even capable. You're dysfunctional for marriage. True? Oh, I'm going to tell you, marriage is valuable. Oh, it's God's gift. God's gift to mankind. And I like to think the woman too, but they'd answer for themselves. But it was God's gift. And yet we can ruin it by putting bad things in the bag. A bag that doesn't hold up. The lust of this world, the filthiness of this world, is not valuable. It's not valuable. In any state, it may look exciting. It might look fun, those kind of things. I would say today, if you're here today and you have a problem with the music of the day that wants to have things in there that's not talking in a godly way, in a Christ-like way, I would say today, don't be influenced by that. Don't put that in a bag and think, oh, that makes me feel so good. That just gets me going. That makes me drive good down the road. I go faster. Or it may add something, some quality to my life. I'll say to today that that's going to wax old in your life. And all the thrills and all the things that seem so valuable. And I don't want to speak like I'm putting anybody in a straitjacket. There is a lot of wholesome things that God allows us to do. But even in doing those wholesome things, don't forget the things that's valuable. Don't overdo the things that you do for enjoyment. And leave undone these places that God wants to put himself in. And I'm going to tell you what I found after 30 years of living for the Lord. There's a bag that waxes not old. Everything that I deem valuable that I put into that bag is there with interest. It has got it. What I put there is there plus. It's there, and it can always be there. And I can know that I have whatever the life left for me. I know that there's a lot of room yet in there to put the things that the Lord wants me to put in there. It ain't half full of faith yet. I can put more faith in there. I can put more love in there. I can put more of the works. The love that I have for God needs to grow. But folks, this is the valuable thing. And I would hate to think of anybody in here tonight of getting called out of this world and it be said of them, they have nothing. I had one of my uncles I'm thinking of. I had a fairly close relationship with him. I enjoyed him. He was always friendly to one another. He was always nice to me. He was from the time he was a young man, he liked to play bluegrass music. He done it well. He had bands. He liked to go to the bars and live that life of playing music and living around the bar scene, and done that all of his life. It was the most valuable thing that he done. He had to work, so he done it. But he only worked to play music. He played music all of his life. He come down to the end of his life, and he couldn't do it no more. He couldn't do it no more. His fingers got till he couldn't play the banjo anymore. He couldn't play the stuff anymore. He wanted to. He put it in a bag, see? It was valuable. It was the most valuable thing that the man had. You know what the sad thing is? He died with nothing. He died with nothing. He died with a worn out bluegrass band and nothing else. Tonight, don't go that route. Seek the Lord, and you'll be glad for it. You pray for me.